This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. The United States Patent and Trademark Office has canceled the Washington, D.C. NFL team's Redskin trademark registration. Washington Senator Maria Cantwell applauded the move.
We're so excited to know that finally people are recognizing that this issue can no longer be a business case for the NFL. And so I hope that all the business decisions over there at the team will understand that this is no longer a business case and will get off of this slurrous name that we need to change.
The decision does not mean the NFL must change its team name. It does limit how much money the NFL can make off merchandising and other branding, because now anyone can use the Redskin logo. The NFL no longer has protection. Jay Rosenstein's a professor at the University of Illinois. He's a documentary filmmaker. His film about Indian mascots is called In Whose Honor. Hi, Jay.
Hi. Thanks for inviting me.
How big of a deal is the patent office decision today?
I would say it's earth-shaking. I can't really even express in words how enormous this ruling is, but I guess to use a sports metaphor, it is game-changing. How about that?
That sounds good. But we've been at this place before. In 1999, the trademark was revoked. The NFL challenged that decision and won. Should we expect the same kind of challenge this time around?
Well, I suspect they'll challenge it with the force of every dollar that the team owner, Dan Snyder, can dig out, which are a lot of dollars. But I actually don't remember that the impact of the initial decision being anything near the impact of this decision, and that's because I think attitudes since 1999 have changed so profoundly. You just played a clip from the senator in Washington.
Maria Cantwell.
Thank you. I was spacing out her name. You never heard that in 1999 when that initial ruling happened. You never had the President of the United States coming on and asking to change the name. So the amount of pressure that they were under even before this is so much larger than it was 14, 15 years ago when this case first came up.
I'm speaking with Jay Rosenstein, a documentarian who's made the film In Whose Honor that looks at the history of Indian mascots. Now, Redskins owner Dan Snyder has said his team's name honors Native Americans. You've looked at how sports teams first started using Indian-inspired mascots. What were the initial intentions behind those names?
Well, in general, I would say the intentions were good intentions. For most of these names, we're talking about having roots back in the 1920s and the 1930s, at a time when, realistically, Native American people really were disappearing, and there was even some question about whether they would continue to exist even to today. So I think a lot of it had to do with memorializing them, you know, trying to remember them. Some of it had to do with these kind of Boy Scout fantasies and mythology that Boy Scouts always had in their relationship to American Indians. But again, we're talking almost 100 years ago, and times have changed significantly.
How have things changed?
Well, things have changed significantly in that, you know, during the 1970s, for instance, when you had great civil rights upheavals in this country, particularly for African Americans, there was also a major civil rights movement for Native Americans as well. And it was a little later, but it was inspired by the African-American civil rights movement. And it was a kind of movement that was similar in that Native Americans were finally demanding their equal place in the country and in the seats of power and equal rights, et cetera. And I think you could really trace what's happened today back to then, because that was also the beginning of the time when Native Americans began to stand up and say, you know, these mascots, these nicknames, they're not honorable to us, they're insulting. And that was the beginning of where we are now, where, again, attitudes have just changed profoundly around this issue in the last 40 years.
There are still many schools around the country and here in Washington State that still have Indian-inspired mascots. What do you think today's trademark cancellation will mean for teams? Will it put pressure on them to change names?
Yes, it'll put enormous pressure on them. Let's begin with the many, many teams who still have the nickname Redskins, and I'm talking about, you know, high school, grade school, other teams like that. There will simply be no way to kind of dodge the question anymore about whether it's honorable or insulting when, you know, you have a part of the U.S. government basically making an official ruling that it is insulting. So I expect those teams are going to be the first to very quickly drop their nicknames. And I think, you know, there's going to be continue to be a domino effect. And this has been going on for about the last 25 years, in that schools increasingly have been getting rid of all these names and nicknames. So I think it's going to accelerate the direction that it was already heading in.
Very briefly, I know you teach at the University of Illinois, which had its own Indian mascot. What's the status of that at this point?
Well, the status of it is it was eliminated in 2007 based on a ruling by the NCAA that schools that had Indian mascots or nicknames, et cetera, could no longer host NCAA tournament events if they kept those names. So that was the pressure that caused the University of Illinois to do away with it. On the other hand, it's hardly gone. There still are a bunch of local groups that are very dedicated to bringing it back, and in fact, they have their own mascot. In fact, they've made their own costume identical to the one that was used at the University of Illinois, and they have a person who goes around and speaks and does the dance at local high schools and community groups.
Hmm. Jay Rosenstein, journalism professor at the University of Illinois. His film is In Whose Honor? American Indian Mascots in Sport. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for the invitation.
In Washington State, Kashmir Middle School's mascots, the Chieftains. We asked the school's athletic director, Jeremy Wheatley, whether the trademark decision today changes the way he thinks about his own school's Indian-inspired mascot.
No, it does not. It's always been such a positive recognition. You know, I see it actually as an honor in a way that we honor the history that was here before us.
Washington Redskins owner Dan Snyder is expected to appeal the Patent Office decision to revoke trademark protection for his team's name. It's The Record.